Clearly no one trifled with the bartender. Bear of a guy who could have doubled as the bouncer. They probably saved on payroll that way, muscle and drink jockey all rolled into one. He stood there wiping down the bar, and from the looks of it, he'd been wiping that rag in the same circular divot since Christ was a corporal.
What'll it be?
Hey, you know where I can get some work? I showed him my all but empty billfold.
Well, that rich lady's been crying over there in the corner all morning. She's always a big tipper. Maybe you can help her out.
I thanked him and dropped some change on the counter. The woman wasn't really crying. I guess we don't have tear ducts, though they're empty. She sat there sobbing and rocking and going through the motions of weeping without actually doing it. Hey, chap up.
Who are you?
I bit into my forefinger to give myself a moment to think, but I stopped when I realized I was about to sever it. Call me Jones.
What's your Christian name?
Oh, I don't know. They call me Brain Eater.
That's horrible. It's a slur. You shouldn't let them call you that.
It don't bother me, I said. Everybody's got to be called something.
But don't you know your real name? Mine's Claudia. Claudia Winston.
Listen, nobody here could help but miss the waterworks. It's like Niagara Falls' dog got shot, you know, if it was all dried up. But anyway, maybe I could help.
Oh no, I couldn't possibly impose, Mr. Jones. Not without compensation.
Well, yeah, that was the idea.
The year of Albert's birth, though, Thomas Alva Edison, the Wizard of Menlo Park, was working on a patent for the electric light bulb. The Siemens Company of Germany was about to exhibit the first electric tram in Berlin that year, and the promise of further electrical applications lay ahead. Unfortunately, Hermann's sense for business was not as good as his sense of humor, and his optimistic disposition invigorated neither research nor sales. Desperate but not discouraged, Hermann decided that the family had to move to a larger town if he wanted to be successful in achieving his goals. After talking things over with his brother Jacob, an engineer, they decided in June 1880 to move southeast to Munich, the capital of the state of Bavaria. Here, in this larger and sophisticated city of overwhelming Catholic residents, the two brothers opened a small electrochemical works around the time the little Einstein son became 1 year old. In Munich, meanwhile, Pauline had set up her household in a small rented house, waiting to see what fate had in store for the family business. As it turned out, Hermann seemed to have learned from his past mistakes, and the business took off and flourished. Within 5 years, the family was able to move into a larger home on the outskirts of the city. In the meantime, however, they were happy in the small quarters, especially when a new member of the family arrived about a year and a half later, in November 1881, a baby sister for Albert named Maya.
The streets of the central city were draped in Wamlo's family colors of green and yellow. A feast had been placed out so that all could partake in the celebration. One child, Lanke, stood alone on the side and was not partaking in the fun. Hilben rushed over, brought the child to everyone's attention, and brought her into his act.
Wamlo, I'm at my wit's end. Lanke's mouth still will not bend. Though fun games we play, she stays far away, but this next one will break this trend.
The proud father first crossed his arms and gave a look of mock disappointment as Hilben pulled several stuffed animals from his pockets.
Perhaps today I should juggle, but the street cats put up a struggle. Oh, she still looks so sad, and I feel very bad, for Lanke has nary a chuckle.
Lanke enjoyed the attention, but tried to contain her smile so Hilben would continue.
Lanke, you see, is quite bright. She's just bored all day and all night. So as my thumbs twiddle, I'll think of a riddle, and this time you'll see that I'm right. Lanke, I've decided to stop this nonsense that's been such a flop. So here is a puzzle on which you can nuzzle, and here are some hints I can drop. Their worth is much greater than gold, but are free to both young and to old. They travel with friends, a mile tween ends, and when seen are a sight to behold.
Hilben glanced around at the crowd, who were laughing, dancing, and trying to figure out the riddle. He waved his arms in wild gesticulations, getting both the girl and the crowd excited for the answer.
So please yell the answer, I pray. Speak as loud as your voices can say. Let's all shake the tiles. The answer is smiles. Clear marsh, let's hear it for Lanke.